2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Now under investigation is last night's fire at an assisted living home in Fall River, Massachusetts, that trapped some residents. 9 people ages 61 to 86 have died. CBS's Matt Piper.
While 50 firefighters were on scene, president of the International Association of Firefighters Union, Edward Kelly, says more were needed, but budget cuts have hampered efforts.
If there's the city of New Bedford or Boston or Worcester with 4 firefighters, there would have been 40 total firefighters initially on scene before many off-duty firefighters showed up. There were only 32. Those additional 8 firefighters would have affected rescues, would have saved lives.
The Fall River mayor says the fire department is staffed based on the recommendation from the fire chief. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump's weekend announcement that he's levying tariffs of 30% against the European Union has sparked concern among Italian companies that export to the U.S. Lamberto Frescobaldi of the Union of Italian Wines Trade Association says the price of Italian wine will likely increase.
The same identical wine that now is sold, let's say $20, is probably go up to over $32.
During an Oval Office meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, President Trump announces a deal to get even more weapons to Ukraine. CBS's Nancy Cordes explains.
NATO would help to arrange and coordinate the sales of U.S. weapons to European countries that would then give those weapons to Ukraine.
Some farm workers are calling for a strike later this week to protest the Trump administration's immigration raids. CBS's Nydia Cavazos.
It's a group of farm workers in California who are calling for a national strike that would be from Wednesday through Friday of this week. And what they're asking for is demanding an end to the ICE raids. They're asking for immediate citizenship for farm workers so that they can continue to work and not necessarily have to be working under the fear of getting deported.
The World Health Organization and UNICEF have released new data about global child vaccination rates. The data found that last year, 89% of infants worldwide received at least one vaccine. Kate O'Brien with the WHO says the data also found that more than 14 million children worldwide received no vaccinations.
Children living in one of 26 countries affected by fragility, conflict, or humanitarian emergencies are 3 times more likely to be unvaccinated compared to children who live in stable countries.
The government in India proposes requiring the lowest temperature setting on all new air conditioners to be 68 degrees Fahrenheit, hoping it will result in large savings on electricity bills. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Washington 8-1 to complete a 3-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But manager Pat Murphy said they weren't playing their best ball.
We weren't on all cylinders by any stretch in the last 3 games, but we had big innings and we did what we had to do. And, you know, there were some unique performances, but it's Major League Baseball. Anytime you can win 3 games, you're lucky in a series. So it wasn't like we walked away with anything.
Right fielder Sal Frelick undergoing an MRI after making a sliding catch in foul territory, suffering a hamstring injury. Last night in the MLB draft, the Brewers selecting 5 new players, 2 infielders, 3 pitchers. The draft continues today. NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner as their new center, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. Turner asked if he's heard from Giannis yet.
Yeah, we texted back just a little bit, you know, but he was on vacation and I was on vacation, so, you know, I know how that go.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Tonight, mostly clear, warm and muggy, only falling to a low around 70. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high upper 80s to 90. Storms Tuesday night and Wednesday. Highs drop back into the 70s. It's 82 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, Jim Santel. We'll discuss the big takeaways of the last term of the Supreme Court.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck. And Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk about Medicaid and the Medicaid cuts and what that is going to mean specifically for Wisconsin. In the second half hour after the 9:30 news, he just won't die. Jeffrey Epstein just won't die.
But wait, Jane, I thought, wait, .. he says. I get it now.
Yeah,
okay.
He just won't die.
Yeah.
And that's not sitting well.
No.
With a portion of the Trump supporters. So we'll talk about that after 9:30. And hour number two, very much looking forward to this. Beyond the Cheese is back, where we look at a business in Wisconsin outside of the dairy industry. And we're going to be talking to Hope Melberg, who runs the Canine Convoy in Oconto, Wisconsin.
And if you haven't heard of this, seen it, know anything about this, get on Facebook. I know. Get on Facebook.
That's where that's where they have a page.
That's where they have a page. And you're going to see tons of dogs.
On a bus.
On a bus.
So great.
It's so fun.
It is. It's fantastic. And this just kind of evolved for her. It's not like she, this is what I'm going to do. It was, it was a matter of necessity and just kind of turned into a business. So that's the kind of stuff we love to talk about. Actually, we just love talking, learning about new businesses and different businesses in Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
If you ever have someone who you think would be great for us to highlight on Beyond the Cheese, please let us know. You can always email us, no matter what it's about, at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. So Beyond the Cheese coming up next hour at 10:30 for Audio Sorbet, where we try and lighten things up a little bit. The new Superman movie is out.
Yeah, it is.
I know you and Calvin have both seen it. We can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
The boys are very excited.
And the girls are
too. But yes, it's lovely to see how excited you guys are about this movie. But it started us talking about popular films that everybody else in the world has seen but you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because again, Superman, huge franchise. How many have there been now?
4, 5, 6.
Yeah,
this
lots.
This is the seventh.
There, I many, think many,
seventh,
many.
Seventh feature film.
So what popular film that everybody else in the world has seen have you missed? Maybe intentionally, maybe not. That's Audio Sorbet, and then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Fossil Envy edition.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just, we're kind of feeling a little green.
Yeah.
Here in Wisconsin. So that's coming up at the very end of the show. Just a reminder as well, we're going on the road this week.
Yes, we are. Oh, my goodness.
We're hitting the road after tomorrow's shows.
Yes, we are.
Todd Alba is going to be broadcasting from here at Radio Park tomorrow. And then Greg and Todd and I are hitting the road. We are broadcasting from Oshkosh, This coming Wednesday, we're going to be at the EAA Museum because the EAA kicks off next week.
Yes.
So we're going to have a little preview about that, what's going on in Oshkosh. Hopefully we'll talk to Dick Napinski, who's been with the EAA for decades.
Yeah.
And will give us a little lay of the land and some of the special things that are going to be at this year's EAA. On Thursday, I'm very excited. We are going to be in Butternut.
Butternut,
Wisconsin. And we are broadcasting from the Fish Art Gallery. Fanatical Fish Art Gallery. Yeah. Kelly Meredith is the owner of that, and she's going to be hosting us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for having us there.
Heck yeah.
And we're going to talk to her about Butternut and some of the history about Butternut and all kinds of wonderful things. I'm very excited. And we wrap it all up on Friday in Hayward.
Which I've never been to Butternut or Hayward.
Taking Greg around the state.
We're checking off City 2 of Jane's favorite place in the world that she's never been to.
Butternut. Yeah. That'll be my number one and my number two. But if you're going to be in the area, we would love to have you drop by. In Hayward, we're going to be at the lot.
Yes.
Which Hayward, is an outdoor venue.
It's an outdoor venue. It's right across the street from the station in Hayward. So, yeah, come on out. It's a cool space. I'm hoping for great weather.
I've looked ahead. It actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Not going to be quite as hot as it is down here.
Sweet,
so
sweet.
Join us on the road next week. If you are able, we would love to see you and meet you and just talk about all things, as Todd says, that make Wisconsin great.
Yeah.
Wanted to start off with this, though, because this is going to be affecting all of us. This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. Eric Gunn has the byline, patients, advocates brace for the consequences of cuts to Medicaid. This is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was going to say sneakily, not so sneaky, but the cuts to SNAP and Medicaid aren't going to happen until the midterms. They start January of 2027. So it's going to be what cuts when we're running into the midterms next year?
Yeah.
It's going to be what cuts? Have you seen any cuts?
You haven't been affected.
You haven't been cut by Medicaid. See?
And these are important things. These are small things to remember in when you're having discussions with people or if individuals are bringing up these topics, because one of the things they love to say is, well, how's your 401k? Or how have you been affected? Or what freedoms have you lost? And in the moment, you might be bereft of an answer because that's a very direct question and it's very dumb questioning, in my opinion. But yes, the effects will not take place until about a year and a half from now.
Right.
And that is important to remember at election time, because they're going to have to run on these impending Medicaid cuts. I mean, I kind of feel a tinge of sorry for them, because these people who voted for this bill are going to have to run next year in the thick of the oncoming cuts that are coming. And they can try to blame all they want, but it's up to us and up to you as the listener to inform people, share what you know, and tell people, yeah, it's a coming.
It's coming. Yeah. Yes. In 2027.
Yes.
Kathleen Cummings works for the Columbia County Aging and Disability Resource Center. She helps people who are 60 or older apply for Medicaid and other benefit programs based on their annual income and total assets. Some people on Medicare also qualify for Medicaid. But this also has problems. She shares the experience of one woman. She qualified for Medicaid, but they contacted her because she was getting bills for her health care. She had failed to renew her Medicaid coverage when the new renewal form she got buried in other Medicaid stuff. Mm-hmm. There's one, I believe the initial application for Medicaid is 41 pages long.
Yeah, and that's the other part of the conversation that needs to be always brought up, that the people who are in a place of trying to, quote, save or protect or insure Medicaid, who they just want to cut it. I mean, that's just they're using fancy flowery language to push it, but they just want to cut Medicaid. They make it seem like Medicaid's easy. I just go down the street, push a button, I get my free Medicaid. Well, first of all, it's not free, as far as I know. There is some cost to it. You have to, because you have to make so little amount.
Right.
But also, it's not like, as far as I know, because I am lucky enough to never have to have been on Medicaid, but it's also not just money being sent to you either. It's the Medicaid is like, it's a program you sign up for, and it's supplemental to, like, you go to a place, they charge Medicaid for right. for the services you get. It's if I'm not mistaken, you don't just get a check from the government.
I'm fairly certain you are correct.
Yeah.
No, people aren't just getting a, here's your Medicaid check for this month. No.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. And I think the other thing that we tend to forget, if we have not been in the system, because me, like you, I've been very fortunate, haven't had to use this. Currently, the disability application, so this is the carve-out mm-hmm. where you don't have to work because of specific disabilities. The disability application for Medicaid takes 12 to 18 months for a decision, and as many as 85% of applicants are denied at first.
Yeah.
About 20% get overturned on appeal. That takes another 18 to 24 months. So we're talking about years.
And you have to re-up that coverage, too, if you get accepted. I remember Pat was talking to somebody whose sister was on Medicaid due to a disability. And I believe it's every 6 months they had to check in. And this was not a disability where a medication was going to make this person better again. Or this was a permanent disability.
Yeah.
Confined to a wheelchair for the rest of their life. And they required certain care. Medicaid covered that care. Medicaid covered because they were unable to work, period. But yet they still have to go in and prove
right.
that this is the case. So this narrative that Medicaid is free, easy money is a falsehood. And it has been for a long time. And we've talked about it before and we don't have to get into it now. But the whole, quote, able body argument, too, is another fallacy within this discussion point. But yeah, it is incredibly, you have to be dedicated to get Medicaid.
It's cumbersome.
Yes.
It's cumbersome to apply. This woman, again, who works with this, she said, I've bought a house and I've had less paperwork. I've purchased a car and I've had less paperwork than it takes to fill out a Medicaid application form. The first barrier is huge. This is even without getting the documents you need to provide the proof that they are asking for. We had a guest on months ago mm-hmm. who was on Medicaid
yeah.
because of a physical condition that he has.
Yeah.
He would love to be working full time.
Mm-hmm.
He can't.
Yeah.
He just can't.
Yeah.
Physically, he is not able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think he's alone. I'm also not saying there is no abuse.
No.
That there aren't people taking advantage of it. I'm sure there are. But to make this assumption, because I think that's what it is, this assumption that everyone who are on these programs are lying
mm-hmm.
and don't deserve it.
Well, and they all, and that's the other point, too. And just Google Rick Scott.
Mm.
That
make me do a spit take there.
The fraud and abuse, I'm using Doja's terms, fraud and abuse that takes place within the social safety net, whether it be Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, I'll throw SNAP in there as well, is always being done by the nefarious individual.
Right.
The mustache twirling thievery that's taken upon them, that's taking our money away from us. When, in fact, yes, there are individuals, I'm sure, who are gaming the system.
Scamming the system.
But companies are doing it, too. Corporations are doing it too.
Big time.
And to the tune of millions and hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. Once yeah. again, Google Rick Scott.
Seriously.
And we need to fix as much as we can the fraud and the mishandling, but we can't just, it's always being put on the doorstep of the people, the individuals. And because we don't know exactly who they are, we get to paint a broad brush on poor people.
Love to hear your experience. If you are on Medicaid, 855-752-4842. Join the conversation. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is 93.5 The Tap. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, talking about Medicaid cuts and what that is going to mean for folks here in Wisconsin. And we had a text come in from Sue.
Yeah, Sue from Franklin said, even though the cuts won't hit until 2027, I've heard that notices and such will be sent out sooner, which might hit right around the midterms. Let them talk their way out of that. And that's one of the reasons why we're talking about this right now. The midterms are a year and some change away.
Right.
And I know, who likes talking about elections? Nobody does. It's just so stressful.
Well, especially in Wisconsin, because we're in them constantly, yeah, and it's exhausting.
Yeah, but we need to have these conversations now so people can get become aware, stay educated, and stay vigilant. And having these conversations, sharing what you know with the people you care about who might be affected, and letting them. I mean, if anything, I don't know what'll happen if Democrats can. If they can only take one chamber, I don't think they can do much and do a budget repair bill,
right,
or something of that nature. But at the very least, you have to prepare yourself for what's coming and know that, you know, even though you might say to yourself, well, I haven't seen much of a change, it's
coming,
it's happening, and this is going to mean a lot for people in Wisconsin on Badger Care. It's going to, I mean, right now, like, it's going to be a big change. And we're seeing stories. You posted something in our discussion. The Wisconsin Public Health Association, they're trying to get themselves together to make themselves to get the information out there,
so people can start prepping for it.
Yep, and changing their budgets and finding supplemental coverage. I'm sure this will be a boom for these
insurance companies,
Medicare Advantage places that are saying, are you on Medicaid? Do you not have enough coverage? Well, for $10 a month,
yeah,
we'll cover you, you know? So we're going to keep talking about this. And yeah, well said, Sue in Franklin. Thank you for texting us. They've got to explain this. They will be running on this. And of course, in some areas, people are going to be like, yeah, we love this guy.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and again, these cuts, the Medicaid cuts and the SNAP cuts don't kick in until 2027,
mm-hmm.
which I believe was absolutely by design.
Yes.
So that they don't have to deal with this at the midterms mm-hmm. and just they can go and spew whatever they want in the lead up to that election.
Yeah.
And yeah, the pain's not going to come till later. And people, we forget.
Yes.
We tend to forget, which is why we talk about these mm-hmm. things.
And you brought up SNAP, and you're that's going to be another program that's cut. Remember, who from Wisconsin? Congressman from the 3rd District who said SNAP benefits won't go down a nickel.
He was pretty adamant about that, as I recall.
He got heated under the collar.
He was a little little agitated.
Mr. Van Orton will be running for re-election next year, and I believe it's important, especially for those in the 3rd District and those running against him, whether it's a primary or, you know, the other side of the aisle, to consistently ask the question, you said they wouldn't go down a nickel. Why did you vote 3 times for a bill that decimated SNAP?
Donna Friedsam is a distinguished researcher emerita at UW-Madison. She says there are about 192,000 childless adults currently enrolled in Badger Care Plus. Most of them already work, and they cannot get health insurance through their employers. There are a lot of people in that position.
Yes, that's the able-bodied argument. They want you to believe that all able-bodied people, quote-unquote, which is very subjective phrasing in my opinion, because who knows what's able and what's not. But let's just say somebody who has no life-threatening conditions someone's on Medicaid. They want you to believe that they are lazy, sitting around, playing video games, eating Cheetos, doing nothing while also not collecting a check, by the way. They also want to propose that idea. It's like they're getting a Medicaid check in the mail. No, they just have medical coverage. Yes, we pay through our tax dollars, but the individuals who are quote able-bodied also have jobs because their jobs don't provide it. They don't provide enough. Or in the case of some big corporations, Walmart, they tell you to take
the
state
government.
Medicaid,
yeah.
Badger Care, whatever your state Medicaid's called, they encourage you to take that. So this is not people just being shiftless layabouts.
Well, and Dr. Oz, I saw briefly as we were putting the show together this morning, Dr. Oz was on some network saying that people who do not work who get Medicaid are watching 6.1 hours of television a day. How do they know that? Mm-hmm. Have you done surveys of every single person who is on Medicaid and asked them what their TV viewing habits are?
Yeah.
Or is this just like Mike Johnson knows in his gut that there are hundreds of millions of illegal people who are voting? They just know inside
yeah.
that this is what it is, even though there's no backup for that.
According to a group called the KFF group, it's an independent source for health policy, research, polling, and news. In a poll they did from 2025, May, 64% of adult Medicaid recipients under 65 are working either full-time or part-time. 36 are not working due to caregiving, illness, disability, or school attendance.
Yeah, don't forget about these people who are caregivers.
Yes. So, once again, do not let them paint the able-bodied storyline here, because that is it is too chock full of details for them to even care about.
News is coming up next, and then when we return, geez, the guy just won't die. That's all coming up. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News Brief. A fire at an assisted living home in Fall River, Massachusetts, traps residents, including Elaine Ferrara.
I got up and I opened my door and the smoke just hit me. I tried to get out. I tried the exit. I couldn't get out to the exit door.
Nine people have died. President Trump threatens to boost import taxes by 50% on Brazilian goods. Ryan Cummings with the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research.
If the tariffs go through and everything else remains the same, we should expect to see consumers and producers both paying more for coffee.
President Trump cuts a deal with NATO to have it buy billions in U.S. weapons to give to the Ukrainian military. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
President Trump's words today, all kinds of weapons, and they're going to be delivered immediately. Officials that I've spoken to here say that could run the gamut of the kind of deliveries we've seen in the past, from artillery to long-range weapons. But he did name-check the Patriot missile defense system.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Washington 8-1 to complete a three-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But manager Pat Murphy said they weren't playing their best ball.
We weren't on all cylinders by any stretch in the last three games, but we had big innings, and we did what we had to do. And, you know, there were some unique performances, but it's Major League Baseball. Anytime you can win three games, you're lucky in a series. So it wasn't like we walked away with anything.
Right fielder Sal Frelick undergoing an MRI after making a sliding catch in foul territory, suffering a hamstring injury. Last night in the MLB draft, the Brewers selecting five new players, two infielders, three pitchers. The draft continues today. NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner as their new center, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. Turner asked if he's heard from Giannis yet.
Yeah, we texted back just a little bit, you know, but he was on vacation and I was on vacation, so, you know, I know how that goes.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office remains financially healthy thanks to The Man of Steel. Superman was the top dog to no one's surprise, pulling in $122 million domestically over the weekend and almost another $100 million from overseas. Here at home, that's the third biggest opening of the year. The news was good for DC Comics as director James Gunn is also the co-head of the whole operation, so they needed this to be a winner. Rounding out the top five were all big-time blockbuster-esque films. Jurassic World Rebirth was the top dog last week and came in second place with $40 million big ones. In its third week of release, F1 delivered $13 million at the box office. And rounding out the fourth and fifth place were kid flicks How to Train Your Dragon, which came in with close to $8 million, and Pixar's Elio, which came in with just under $4 million. Superman is expected to top the charts again next week, as there will be no real competition until the Fantastic Four, First Steps, hits the big screen July 25th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, warm and muggy, only falling to a low around 70. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high upper 80s to 90. Storms Tuesday night and Wednesday. Highs drop back into the 70s. It's 82 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin is going to be doing things to welcome more movie making here. Nathan Demming joins us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 10 o'clock news, we're going to learn about the canine convoy operating out of Oconto. It's We Go Beyond the Cheese, our segment that we try to do once a month and highlight some business outside of the dairy industry in Wisconsin. It can be just about anything. And if you ever have a business you think should be highlighted on Beyond the Cheese, just let us know. You can email us at janesays@civicmedia.us. Did want to talk about this, though, because this story just won't go away.
No.
As much as some people really, 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 really wish it would.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein just won't die.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's dead, but he's not going away.
Oh.
Jeffrey Epstein, the famous rich
financier,
pedophile.
Oh, that too.
Sex trafficker. Great guy. Yeah. Yes, this is not going well for the Trump administration, and it's not going away. This is after, was it just last week?
Last week,
Attorney General Pam Bondi came out and said there are no Epstein files. There is no client list. The investigation is done. Good night, everybody.
He did it to himself in jail. He offed
committed
himself.
Suicide.
They contradicted every massive conspiracy theory
that they all supported up to this point.
Yes, that they all supported
and fed.
And ran on, too.
Essentially.
Some of them ran on this matter, too. We are going to find the list. We are going to expose the list. We are going to investigate. And nope, that's it. Guys, go home. It's fine. We're good. Take a half day.
Good night.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine. We got pizza. Pizza's here. Right. Don't worry about any list. Who said list? You know, my favorite thing on my list is pizza.
And I don't know that this helped, but the president...
I've heard of him.
On Saturday.
Oh, no. Well,
decided to put on his social media platform a really, really long screed about this.
Dramatic reading, Jane?
Sure.
Oh. And now we present a reading of the words of Donald J. Trump by Jane Matinair.
Thank you. What's going on with my boys and, in some cases, gals?
Ew.
They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who is doing a CAPS fantastic job. We're on one team, MAGA, and I don't like what's happening. We have a perfect administration.
All caps.
The talk of the world, all caps. And selfish people are trying to hurt it all over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein. For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Well, yeah.
Yes!
You guys talked about it for years over and over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration? They created the Epstein files. So there are files. We were told last week there are no files, that the client list doesn't exist. There are no files. The president, who knows all, says the Democrats created these files that apparently do not exist.
Yes.
This isn't playing to his base, who, again, they have fed this conspiracy to for years.
And it has only grown and grown and grown. I mean, let's be clear here. There is enough evidence to show that Jeffrey Epstein was doing monstrous things all over the world and could possibly have done it with some of the most popular, powerful people on the globe.
Yes.
Round Earth, by the way. And, that, like, right there is what should be looked at. But beyond that, it's turned into a Hollywood liberal cabal taking children into the basement of a pizza shop that didn't have a basement and sacrificing babies for their essence. And like, it just grew and grew and grew. And I love this line here in the what seems like 48 page truth tweet. It's
almost like applying for Medicaid.
But harder to read.
Yeah.
They created the Epstein files just like they created the fake Hillary Clinton / Christopher Steele dossier that they used on me. My guy, why did you bring up the Christopher Steele dossier? That doesn't make, if anything, if that isn't even true, fine. Okay, whatever. You weren't in bed with sex workers. There was no urine involved. I'm just giving a brief update. But when you bring that stuff up, that doesn't help you either.
It really doesn't.
It brings attention to those things that really no one talked about anymore. And now here I am talking about it. Google Christopher Steele dossier. It's quite weird. But like, here's the thing is, James, there isn't a way other than just releasing the files and saying, here you go.
Here's everything.
That's too truthful. That's too easy. That's too like. They cannot do that for various reasons. There's no way of getting out of this. To say there was nothing in the file, there is no file. He died in prison of his own accord. Look away. Look at magic. You know.
I'm going to deport Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, I'm going to deport Rosie
Squirrel.
O'Donnell, and we have more pizza. That was the worst version, in my opinion. If anything. Just do what they've been doing for over a decade. We'll tell you in 2 weeks. Just give them the 2 weeks. Because people who believe in this stuff would have at least said, all right, in two weeks. It's coming. We're just getting done with the budget. We got a lot going on. Give us 2 weeks. Give us a month at most. And then keep extending the deadline. At least you could have drawn them out that way. But this, I think... I mean, it is having real effects within the White House, not even like the people on the outside, the blogosphere and all,
right.
and Reddit and all those places where, and 4chan, where it's like have been incubators for this thing. But it's inside his own White House. People are really angry.
Well, Dan Bongino, the head of the FBI.
Cash Patel.
Oh, Cash Patel is the head of the
FBI. He's like the Bongino's, deputy director.
Okay. Bongino didn't show for work on Friday. After he and Pam Bondi apparently had a face-off about this.
Because he has been one of the most vocal...
So is Cash Patel.
Yeah, and both of them, there has been rumors, these are just rumors, that they both might quit over this, which I'm just going to say, can I pack up your desks for you? I'm here to help. But yeah, this is such a thing. And what's funny is that Cash Patel hasn't even been talking about it. Like, he hasn't been talking about it a great deal while he's been in the job either. He hasn't been saying... My A number one priority is to take care of this.
But that's what they told their followers mm-hmm. in the lead up to this election.
Yep.
Day one.
Yeah.
We're going to release these files and all these Democrats and all these journalists and Tom Hanks apparently are all on this Epstein client list and we're going to take them down. Mm-hmm. That was the promise. And now poof.
Mm-hmm. And let's also... step back for a moment and talk about some real world stuff within this topic. There should be investigations on this.
Absolutely.
There should be people held accountable for this.
Absolutely.
And I don't care if they are people that I have voted for or people that I like. If they are a part of this and it is proven to be true, they should face consequences. I agree with those individuals on this. There should be consequences for these actions. Unfortunately, now to somehow and stupidly try to get them to not talk about it, which this will never happen anymore. A whole group of individuals, and I'm not even going to name names because, you know, we've heard a lot of names. They're going to walk away completely without
scot-free
with no consequences whatsoever. And that ultimately is giant shame because there are real victims in this too.
Oh, yes.
Children.
Hundreds of girls.
They are the victims of these crimes and they will never, their families will never see, there will be no justice, period. None.
I would like you to explain, because I didn't know what this was for a really long time. What's a ratio?
Oh, a ratio?
What is if I post something on a social media site, yeah, and I get ratioed. Explain to me what that means. Calvin, I see you're putting your phones on. You can explain.
You're looking at me. I'm like, dude, you should have given me some, because I'm ratio of salt
mean?
To sugar.
What
I don't know.
What does it mean, Calvin, to be ratioed?
To get ratioed on social media means that your post receives more comments than likes.
And that's not usually a good sign.
That's usually a sign that people are upset by your post.
Yeah. So that screed that we only read a very short part of.
Yeah.
On Donald Trump's.
I was really hoping for more voices and accents.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah. That he got ratioed so badly on that.
Yeah.
By his own followers.
Yes.
Quote, "We want the elite pedos exposed. You promised us that. Pam promised us that. Cash promised us that. Now it's our fault. We want that promise fulfilled and call Pam out every time she lies. What else has she lied to us about?"
That's a great question.
That is a good question.
Welcome to our new segment, What Else Has Pam Lied About?
Chrissy, 3607. That's a very, very good question, Chrissy.
It's a very good question. I mean, what else are all of them lying to you about? I mean, we know they're lying about so many things.
We're sharing some of the comments after President Trump posted, "Stop talking. Why won't he go away? Don't talk about Epstein anymore.
Yeah.
The files that don't exist and the client list that doesn't exist were written by Obama and Hillary and all those people, but it doesn't exist. So never mind."
Well, yeah, it's like I said, there either can't be a person in there who knows how to handle these sorts of problems, or they absolutely agree with the president and say, yes, of course, tell them that there's nothing there. Tell them it didn't. Well, yeah, that's the thing is, are there files? Because according to him, there are files that were written by the left.
Right.
And Pam Bondi says there are no files to report.
So which is it?
So which are there?
So that leads me to believe that there will be something that they have to do something now.
Oh, they
have to release something.
Don't
they?
No, they don't.
You think they can just wave the wand and say, la, 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 he never, you know, he's dead. Let's go. Oh, the other, oh, well,
for those who aren't watching the live stream right now, Jane just bit her hand like she was a 1950s comedy actor.
It's going to be really interesting, because again, this outrage isn't going away, and this outrage is not just limited to random posters on social media sites.
No,
some of his biggest influencer fans are revolting about this now.
Well, and this is just like, this is kind of the bigger meal. I don't know. That's a dumb way of saying it, but this is like the second chapter of this too, because they did the whole thing with the influencers and the binders, and the things had nothing. And those influencers were angry because they were running out of the White House so excited, saying, "We've got it.
Here's the proof.
And there was nothing there. And now they're saying there's nothing of nothing. But they don't have to put it up. Who's going to subpoena them?
855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, you are listening to Matt Nair on Air. We are coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. You can listen global on the app Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger, who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall.
School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are gearing up to go on the road. Greg and I and Todd Alba hitting the road after our shows tomorrow. On Wednesday, we will be broadcasting from the EAA Museum in Oshkosh.
That's going to be fun.
Looking forward to that, really. Yeah. EAA gets underway next week.
Yes.
Huge event. Brings in people from all over the world. It's massive.
It is the world's busiest airport for 1 week.
Yep. So we'll be in Oshkosh on Wednesday. We are going to be in Butternut on Thursday. And Kelly Meredith, who is the owner of Fanatical Fish Art Gallery in Butternut, is gracious enough to host us.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be broadcasting from there. If you're in Butternut or in the area, Park Falls is real close to there, please stop by and say hello. We would love to meet you. We've also said, too, if you have restaurant suggestions, send them in.
Restaurant, cafe, ice cream shop.
Ice cream.
Music stores, like record shops, things like that. Like
anything.
If there's just cool shopping or landmarks, what do they call them? Sightseeing ability type of things. Let us know.
Historical things we should check out.
We'd love to know about that. Well, we're going to be in those areas for a limited time, but we're going to try to pack in as much as possible.
Get as much as we can. And then we will wrap it up in Hayward. This coming Friday, we're going to be at The Lot in Hayward, which is right across from our station, WBZH.
Yes.
And it's in a park. Mm-hmm. And so come by and say hello. We would love to meet you and talk about all the things that make Wisconsin great, as Todd Alba likes to say. And thank you to PJ, who sent in a couple of his favorite restaurants in Oshkosh. He said the Pilorus is wonderful on Main Street, and also the Chalice. Also on Main Street in Oshkosh. Thanks for that, PJ. We will try and check that out. We will have some time in between shows and things like that. And again, we will be on the road starting on Wednesday. Make sure you follow us on social media. We should have some interesting videos.
Yeah.
We're already making plans. Ever see a 14-person musical happen in one vehicle? Well, you're going to see it this week.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Oh, boy.
Before we went to the break, we were talking about this. Jeffrey Epstein just won't die, and Donald Trump is not happy about that. He's very bothered.
He's very bothered.
He's very bothered. It should just go away. We don't want to talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. Besides, the whole file client list that doesn't exist was written by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all the people. So there is a list.
But there isn't.
But there isn't a list. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where we are. Just stop talking about it. Look at this thing over here.
Yeah.
Again, he mentioned over the weekend he thinks Rosie O'Donnell should be stripped of her American citizenship because she's mean to him. That's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel, but you know what that is, though, Jane? Like, it's absolutely a squirrel, but it is something to remember for the just the back of the mind. That's the talk of dictators.
Yeah.
Who just say, in my lifetime, in your lifetime, have you ever heard a president say to anyone in any form, in an interview, in the newspaper, TV, on the radio, I don't like so-and-so. They should have their citizenship taken away.
And get kicked out of this country.
Have you ever heard that? Republican or Democrat?
Pretty sure no.
No, neither have I. That is a worrisome thing. I mean, and it's not the first time. It's not going to be the last time. But it's just something to remember. When the president of the United States says out loud into a microphone or on social media, I think this person should be stripped of their citizenship, or I think this person should be punished for not liking me or liking America. That's liking me. That is a worrisome thing to remember. And if you voted for that, make that make sense.
Yeah. Again, I don't think this is going away anytime soon. Good heavens, Fox and Friends were talking about it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Which really makes me go, what?
And not to say, hey, folks, it's fine.
No. On Sunday morning, Fox and Friends weekend, Kevin Cork, along with Charlie Hurt and Rachel Campos Duffy. Sean Duffy, our transportation secretary's wife.
And mother of nine.
Yes. Responded to the post that he put up on his social media site over the weekend telling people just, yeah, it's nothing here, nothing to see here. Yeah, they weren't having it either.
No.
If there's anybody who could walk in and say, okay, we've all resolved all the questions, there's nothing here, it would be President Trump. The problem is, you can't really do that without giving some explanation. And there has to be some explanation. And I think that's why you have a lot of people still pretty with a lot of very valid questions. Mm-hmm. Yes. You can't tell me, said one of the Fox and Friends weekend people, you can't tell me that 1,000 people were hurt and there are no people out there that we can arrest.
That goes back to what I said. There are victims. And right now, it seems like there will be no justice for them. These individuals will get off scot-free.
He says, let's depose every single person who might have had a chance to get on that list. You know who we should depose? Bill Barr.
Yeah.
Who was the attorney general at the time that Jeffrey Epstein was taken into custody.
Yes.
And Bill Barr's office is the one that took all of the videos that we heard about from all of Epstein's various properties.
Yeah.
Where is all that stuff?
It's gone.
Or it never existed?
I think it's more of the first and the second.
I think Bill Barr would be a really good person to come before Congress and explain all of this.
I think the best one is Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, well, doesn't he have to pardon her now? Because there is no client list. There's nothing to see here. Why is she in prison?
It shouldn't even be a prison. I mean,
was she wrongly accused?
Yeah.
Wrongly convicted?
She was just a friend hanging out with
her. I don't know how you can leave her there when there's nothing to see here.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing to see.
You said this was Fox and Friends on the weekend?
Yesterday morning.
That's the same place Pete Hegseth came from. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. We have news coming up next, and then when we return, we are going beyond the cheese with a canine convoy in Oconto. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump has cut a deal with NATO to arm Ukrainian soldiers with weapons bought from the U.S. and put renewed pressure on Russia to end the conflict in Kyiv. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
These are the top-of-the-range American-made systems. They intercept Russian ballistic missiles far beyond anything Ukraine has in their own arsenal. There are thought to be maybe half a dozen in Ukraine. They may not all be operational. Certainly, they've been targeted by Russian firepower. So the president said there are 17 of these systems. He's very specific about that in Europe, and they're ready to go.
The Supreme Court is allowing President Trump to resume laying off almost 1,400 Education Department employees. Loyola Law professor Lori Levinson.
There's a lengthy dissent in the case that points out that the Supreme Court has let Trump do whatever he wants as he moves into this administration, even if it goes beyond the executive power, like